This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. Well, here we go again. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list Franklin's bumblebee as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. Guess where this mysterious bumblebee supposedly lives? You got it. Southern Oregon and Northern California. Now, supposedly, the bee is found at elevations from 540 feet to 7,800 feet above sea level. Basically, that's all the ground in this area. In fact, they're estimating the bee's terrain at roughly 13,000 square miles. And get this, Franklin's bumblebee has not been seen in this native habitat since, wait for it, 2006. Yes, boys and girls, this bumblebee has not been seen for over 13 years. Seems like a good idea to list it as endangered. After all, no one has seen it in a very, very long time. So my question is, what happens when they can't find a Franklin's bumblebee in this 13,000 square miles of land? Well, we all know the answer. We need only look at the wonder of the spotted owl endangered species listing. You know, the initial program was devastating enough. However, when they couldn't find enough of the birds to determine they were making a comeback, well, they simply enlarged the protection area to look for more. Now, that means more restrictions of use, more outright banning of public use, and certainly more rules and regulations regarding the proposed areas. We will all suffer once again, as the same people that foraged through the forest in search of spotted owls will now be doing it looking for bumblebees. According to a regional director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they do not expect to have any impact on private landowners and have determined the designated critical habitat for the bee is not prudent. What did they forget to add to this dialogue? Well, the words, at this time. We all know what's going to happen. This program and protection will be just like the spotted owl and will grow and grow and grow each and every year, eating up more of your tax dollars and restricting more of your access to public lands. President Trump was right the other day to attempt to put some restrictions on the Endangered Species Act. It has frivolously killed thousands of jobs in the Northwest alone and has cratered the hopes and dreams of many, many families. Yet you can be sure the environmentalists will fight him every step of the way to try and stop any revision of the Endangered Species Act. After all, the environmentalists use it as their ultimate weapon in their never-ending battle to drive all of us into inner-city housing. The Franklin's bumblebee. Good grief. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.